Hey guys, it's me, Anyako. My voice is going a little bit, sorry. But this is part 4 of my high school love experience, which means, I didn't have a chance to record today. And this is an old recording, so, I'll link the other ones. But part 4, if you've made it this far, congratulations. I don't know if these are interesting at all. But, part 4 was not really a relationship. It was, a lot of realizations. How do I start? Alright. Part 4. Alright. So, after he had broken up with me, after this long-ish term, year and a bit relationship ended with the guy that I had expected too much of, and we just grew apart. I found out that one of my sister's friends had liked me for the longest time. And my sister's 2 years older than me. So my sister and their bunch, they had just graduated, and, it was his going away party, because he was going off to study somewhere else, and, it was so bittersweet, because I didn't realize at all that he had liked me for 2 years almost, while I was in this relationship with another guy. Like, he missed his chance to ask me out before my boyfriend had, and I was just now finding out about this as he was leaving. I remember it was a large group of friends for dinner, at like a really long table. We went out to sushi or something, so it was just this long line of tables, and he was at the very end, and I was sitting right next to him. So, like, we had that corner table, and we held hands under the table. Yeah. And then after dinner, we went to a friend's place and played Scrabble in teams, so we sat together and held hands under the table. And I gave him a kiss on the cheek in the car before we got dropped off at home, and that was the last time I saw him. He moved off to college. Wow, I'm crying over this. He moved off to college, and we talked online, and he said he couldn't stop crying, and that I was a reason to make him cry. But I was still young, and I didn't know what to do. I couldn't see the big picture, and I was still in high school. He was in college at that point. He was hours away and couldn't come back. Like, you know, it wouldn't have worked, and we agreed that we wouldn't pursue it even as a long distance relationship. I'm actually still friends with him today. we got back in touch after I got married, and he's busy with his career and his job, so I mean, I wish him all the best, and every time we're back in town, we meet up for really good food. But we've both grown up from that. Right, and then it was my turn to graduate 2 years later. So, prom was with, after that and after the breakup with the longer term relationship, I had occupied my time with starting a high school fellowship group, a Christian club group, which in hindsight is cringy, but there was about five of us that took turns leading the club. So one of the guys asked me to prom, and I said yes. We were just friends. He made it very clear that we were just friends, and it was close to graduation, and we were both going off to different colleges anyways. So it was fine. There was that mutual understanding. There were moments of me maybe hinting that it could be more, like, I think we sang a duet for a talent show together, but that didn't lead anywhere. Prom came around, and it was weird, because at prom, he was being clingy. And I don't know if it was because everyone was being clingy, but it was really strange to jump from just being friends and keeping our distance to being clingy and dancing together and holding me very, very close, and getting caught up in that. Like, I gave him a kiss on the cheek. I didn't kiss him, but yeah, that was interesting at prom. It was just, like, the atmosphere of prom, I guess. I really don't know. And then after prom, when we were back in school, it was like, that never happened. Like, what happened, you know? Yeah. So that was weird. And then the day after prom, I went to another prom at a different school. So one of my friends in elementary school asked me to his school's prom. And we were talking a little bit beforehand, and he lived like five houses down from me. So, we would study together, and again, it was just like, I didn't know what he wanted from me, because he also kept his distance and all that stuff, and I don't think he even knew what he wanted, but, I agreed to go to prom with him, and he went to a private school, so his prom was like a dinner dance as well with all the parents and teachers, and it was like an award ceremony and prom all rolled up in one. And this was downtown, so they rented a limo, and there was maybe about like six or seven of us in this limo. And I don't really know these people. No, actually, he and I went on a couple dates and it was awkward. 'cause I always felt underdressed around him and his friends. He was very much into like the designer products and making sure his hair was perfect and very concerned about like his appearance and stuff, and so were his friends, and they seemed all very much embracing how rich they were, I suppose. They're nice enough people, but it was just very much about appearances. And we went on a couple dates. It was awkward for me to be on those dates with him. 'Cause like it was awkward enough for me to meet new people and to meet his friends, but it was even more awkward alone 'cause he wouldn't want to be near me. Like, if I would sit next to him, he'd scooch away, that sort of thing. So that whole thing confused me, but I still went to his prom 'cause he needed a date, and I figured, this is the only time you're in high school. This is the only time you have the chance to get a prom. Why not go to two proms, right? We rent a limo. We drive around town. It was a nice sunny day. We took pictures. And then we met up with his parents at the whatever banquet hall downtown that they were having this event at. It was his parents and his sister and his grandma. And everyone else's parents and all his teachers and principal and all the staff, all at this event. So we sit at our assigned table, like it almost felt like a wedding. Sat at our table. It was a buffet food, buffet dinner. Finished eating, and then there's a little bit of downtime. So they're like, "Hey, you want to get out of here?" And I'm like, "Where else am I gonna go? I'm your date." So we left, and we're in the middle of downtown. So we started walking down the street, all in our like really formal getup. I'm sure we stuck out like a sore thumb, and tried to get drinks. Like we were. Yeah, we were obviously underage. Some of the his friends' dates were like 16. And so we went to one restaurant. We didn't have our IDs and we left. We went to another restaurant and they surprisingly, but also not surprisingly at the same time, served us drinks. I didn't drink. The other girl didn't drink. It was only the guys that drank. So it's three guys and two girls. And the other girl was 16. And I'm there with her and three other guys who all got martinis. Like, of all the drinks you could pick, of all the drinks you could pick, just like an apple martini, which I guess sounds fancy when you're in high school, and I guess that fits their intended lifestyle or whatever image they wanted to put on. But yeah, we had drinks and then we left 'cause we didn't know what else to do, but then they started freaking out because, "Oh, my breath smells like alcohol. My face is super red. Let's go to the corner store." And this 16-year-old girl was like, "Here, just eat some mints and chocolates and it'll be fine." So we go to the corner store and get mints and chocolate, and they just like go to town on those, and we're walking all the way back, and this is like blocks away from the event. My feet are killing me. I'm in heels. I was in the same heels the night before. I'm pretty sure I have a blister. I'm trying not to complain, but still keep up at the same time. And so by the time we get back to the event, things are just ending and people are leaving. And his parents and the other guy's parents and the other guy's parents are like, "Where the hell were you?" It's just like, so what we had apparently missed was the award ceremony, and we were the only ones not there. So they'd call names and no one would show up, and their parents were all sitting there and grandparents, and it was super embarrassing for them. I completely understand, but I was just there for the ride, you know? So, like, I stayed out of it. I didn't know his parents well. I didn't know anyone well at that point. And so, like, we left. We went back to our limo and we drove to the beach. And it was like 9:30, 10 at night. We went to the beach. And we walked around and held hands, and he had his moment of just thinking about the future, and I was just kind of there with him, just trying not to say anything, because I didn't want to upset him or anything. He also was going away to study, and I think he didn't know what he wanted at that point. But yeah, we went back to the limo, and the limo dropped us off. He walked me home, which was only 5 doors away. And, I asked if I could give him a kiss. And he's like, "No." So I'm like, "Just a kiss on the cheek, just as a thank you. Have a good night. Bye." Yeah. So those were my prom experiences. Yeah. Again, I don't know where he's at either, but I'm pretty sure he's doing well for himself. Yeah, and then I went off to college and met my husband for the first time. I'll leave that one for a different time. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. I was not expecting to get that emotional, to be honest. But yeah, have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.